Welcome back to The Green on Delaware Public Media. I'm your host, Tom Byrne. This week, we conclude our series of candidate conversations, part of Delaware Public Media's 2018 election coverage, and the Delaware debates we're producing again this fall with the University of Delaware's Center for Political Communication. We've reached out to all candidates running in statewide races and invited them to sit down with us for an interview. Candidates in each race are asked the same set of questions to allow you to get to know them and compare them. In addition to airing these interviews on The Green, they'll be available at DelawarePublic.org and DelawareDebates.org right through Election Day in November. Today, we finish our look at the race for state treasurer. Incumbent Republican Ken Simpler is being challenged by Democrat Colleen Davis and the Green Party's David Chandler. We heard from Simpler and Davis last week on The Green. This week, we turn to the Green Party's David Chandler. Here is our candidate conversation with David Chandler. Well, first off, we'll ask, as we do with each candidate, why are you running for state treasurer?
Well, I'm running for state treasurer both to promote the Green Party and also because I believe state treasurer has an important role in sitting on the State Board of Pardons. The State Board of Pardons has the power to commute sentences with the approval of the governor, and the state treasurer is one of five members, the others being the lieutenant governor, the state auditor, the secretary of state, and the state chancellor. So Delaware has a problem with a huge number of people incarcerated, the highest of any state controlled by the Democrats and the highest in the Northeast, and almost twice as many as per capita as in New Jersey. So I believe that we should be looking at a lot of these people for early release. Right. And as well, I would say that I am able to handle the job of the actual Treasury.
Well, and building on that, you know, how does your experience, particularly your professional experience, make you the best candidate for state treasurer?
Well, I think the Republican Party is a mess. So I don't know how my incumbent opponent feels about the situation in Washington, but I think it's just deplorable. And the Democratic Party is not the party of peace. The Democratic Party is consistently voting for military expenditures. Recent vote on the defense budget went 93-7, and the seven that voted against didn't include any Democrats, although it did include Bernie Sanders. So I'm not going to say that my Democratic opponent for the treasurer is somebody that's a warmonger, and she seems to be a very nice person, but I am more qualified than her.
Okay. In previous races, we've seen some candidates emphasize the state treasurer being a financial manager, others an economic watchdog. How do you view the treasurer's office and its role?
Well, certainly you do have a role as a watchdog because you want to stop corruption. Mm-hmm. But mostly that is the job of the auditor. Mm-hmm. So the treasurer has to be somebody that'll be honest and look for any discrepancies. But I think most of what goes through the treasurer's office is basically automatic. Their receipts and their expenditures, and then you have to invest the money, which is actually more or less controlled by the Cash Reserve Management Board.
Mm-hmm. The current state auditor, Ken Simpler, during his first term in office, had been a strong advocate for the budget smoothing process, which would force lawmakers to limit spending in good years, save that extra net revenue for years that are much more tight budget-wise. Lawmakers shelved the constitutional amendment to create a process to do that last session, but Governor John Carney signed an executive order to move some portions of the concept forward. My question to you is, should lawmakers revisit that constitutional amendment, which would eliminate the rainy day fund and create a new budget stabilization fund, something that can only be done with that amendment?
No, I don't believe that we should have a constitutional amendment, but in principle, budget smoothing is a good idea. So as far as the budget, I think we need to reorder our priorities. So, for instance, education should be a main priority, and it should be more than it is now, funded by the state government, not through local taxes, which create a burden on the poorer parts of the state. And in general, like the best form of taxation is a progressive tax, which would be the income tax, which I believe also should be made more progressive like it was in the past.
Mm-hmm. Are there some other issues you feel the treasurer can or should take a significant role in advocating for?
Well, I think not so much, no. I think the treasurer has his constitutional duties, and I can advocate in general in political terms, mm-hmm. but the treasurer doesn't have an actual responsibility to help people manage their own personal budgets, which is I don't think so.
Okay, I'm sure a lot of people don't completely understand the state treasurer's role in managing and investing the state's cash portfolio, as you mentioned earlier. How would you explain it to the average voter and why it's an important part of this job?
Well, it's an important thing that this money does get transferred where it's supposed to go. And so as far as I know, there's been no problem in the last 4 years as far as maintaining that. If somebody's been stealing money, it's not like directly out of the treasurer's office.
Our thanks to David Chandler, Green Party candidate for state treasurer, for his time on The Green this week. Next on The Green, the latest edition of our arts playlist. This is Delaware Public Media.